Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is When All Hope is Lost. Based on our gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, especially verse 40. And a leper came to Jesus, begging him, and falling on his knees before him, and said to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." I encourage you to follow the sermon outline provided you in your handout as we consider our theme, When All Is Lost. I'm sorry. Nothing can be done. There's no hope. There are probably no more terrible words in the English language than these words. These words mark the end of effort, the end of possibility, the end. Period. A family holds a vigil in a hospital waiting room. All the old magazines have been read. The clock on the wall seems to be turning so slowly. Finally, the surgeon enters the room and declares, "I'm sorry, nothing can be done. There's no hope." A woman sits for 2.5 hours in a crowded waiting room filled with 30 other people trying to get the only 2 jobs that are being offered by this company. Finally, someone comes out and calls 2 names and says, "Please meet with the manager in his office." But this woman is one of the 28 who hear the announcement by the assistant, "I'm sorry, nothing can be done. There's no hope for a job." Until these words are spoken, there may be pain, but there's still a chance, there's still a chance and a reason to try. But the words, "there is no hope," mean what they say. All hope is lost. Dante was a famous Italian poet from the 1200s AD. His most famous work was entitled Dante's Inferno, a graphic description of the horrors of hell. And a large sign that greeted everybody who entered this inferno in this poetic work, the sign read this on the entryway to hell, quote, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here." In today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, we meet a man whose life was lived underneath the umbrella, underneath the theme of this: there's no hope. He was a man with leprosy. To be a leper in Jesus' day meant to live under the motto, "Abandon hope. There is no hope. Nothing can be done for you." We read again Mark 1, verse 40. And a leper came to Jesus, begging him, falling on his knees before him. And he said to him, "Jesus, if you're willing, you can make me clean." As Mackenzie Larson was saying in the children's sermon, the disease of leprosy turns its victims into loathsome, disfigured creatures who are shunned by everybody. Leprosy causes the loss of nerve action, the loss of feeling, the loss of sensation, sometimes the loss of limbs and arms and legs and facial features. I recall seeing a documentary about leprosy in rural Africa. And that's what Alexandra was talking to me about Africa. In this documentary, I'll never forget the scene of a leper putting his hand and his arm into boiling, scalding water to pick out a piece of meat. And he couldn't even tell that the boiling water was burning his own arm. When Jesus encountered this man with leprosy, he came face to face with the most hideous and hopeless person of his time. And society law at this time was very cruel to people with lepers. If they walked down a street and saw someone coming toward them, by law, they had to shout out those horrible words, "I'm unclean! I'm unclean!" And people passed on the other side. If a leper wanted to go to worship at the temple, he could never get in the temple area. He had to cover up and announce he was unclean and stand outside the final barrier and the wall and the fence in the temple area. It'd be like standing in our church parking lot, hoping somebody would prop open the back door just enough so he could hear what was going on. But as soon as the service was ending and you were going to your cars, the leper was out of there so no one would encounter him. In Jesus' day, a leper had to live outside the city limits, usually in caves or in garbage dumps, in leper colonies with others who had the same disease. Their entire life was one awful theme and reality. Nothing can be done. All hope is lost. Now, it's been said that faith is a step beyond. There is no hope. And that's what makes what the leper did so astonishing. As we've already read twice in this text this morning, Jesus, he fell on his face and knees before Jesus and said to Jesus, quote, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." This hopeless leper demonstrates, and here's a key point of our message today, he demonstrates that faith often begins when all of our human resources fail. Now, speaking of faith in God and lack of human resources, for a moment, let's compare North American Christians with Christians around the world. Where do you think you'd go today to find the most daring and vibrant and growing Christian faith? Well, it's not in North America where we live. It's in the so-called third world countries like Africa and Asia. It's in these places that Christians are persecuted and jailed and killed just because of their faith. And these believers have their faith muscles exercised every day because they have to trust in God's provision. Their faith muscles are strong because they don't depend on things like financial resources or beautiful buildings or church programs or district offices or pastors or seminaries. They have no one to turn to but God in His holy word and His provisions and His miracles. And so, a wonderful result of this is strong faith and growing churches. Now, there are some days I almost wish for a special hardship or a special difficulty for the North American church, yes, even for our congregation, so that we would be forced to push aside our spiritual complacency and laziness and be forced to return to a deep and abiding faith and dependence on God alone and not the external trappings all around us. Where is the church the weakest and hardest to grow? Where are Christians hardest to find? In a place of affluence, where everything we really need, we have. I've been told to be careful what you pray for. But in our personal lives, in the life of a congregation, in the life of a church body, difficulties and challenges may drive us to our knees where we need to be with that leper who says, Jesus, if you're willing, you can make us clean. Right now, let's turn back to the leper in the gospel reading. He was cut off from any external resources. He was cut off from any support. He was cut off from anybody who cared about him at all. And so we only had two options. To be resigned to his terrible existence as a leper, or to reach out to Jesus. He took the second option. Jesus, if you're willing, you can make me clean, he said. Now, is there anyone here this morning who feels like they might be in a hopeless situation? Are you wounded and troubled and wondered, do you have anywhere to turn? Have you been living lately under a dark cloud of all hope is lost? I've been in many of your homes. You've sat with me in my church office. We have visited and we prayed. I know what's going on out there. Come with me this morning, and the leper, and fall on your knees before Jesus as he did, because Jesus is here today, and he's here today for you. You ready for some good news? Let's listen to Jesus' response to that hopeless leper. And let's listen to Jesus' words to us today. Verse 41 says, and moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. Jesus, the text says, was moved with compassion. This is a very picturesque Greek phrase. It literally means to have your heart and your lungs and your liver all moved and upset with inside of you. That's the Greek phrase. This means Jesus had very strong feelings for that leper. We would say today, Jesus' heart was stirred within him. And Jesus' compassion led to action. Verse 42 says, and immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. His hopelessness was turned to hope. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? With Jesus, there is hope. Hope. For the hopeless. My friends, I honestly don't fully know what each person here is going through in their lives. But I had an old seminary professor who told me, the rest of the guys in class, he said, boys, be nice to all your people because everybody is hurting in some way. I can honestly say I know what you're going through, but here is God's message for you today. And listen carefully. The Lord says to you, don't you give up. Don't you ever give up. All hope is lost is not the last word for God's children. Now note this beautiful message in Romans 8, verse 3. Here's what it says. For what the law could not do, God did, sending his son in human flesh as an offering for our sin. What does that mean? Here the law means our attempts to obey the law, our attempts to live a sinful life, our attempts to earn God's love and forgiveness. The Scripture says these attempts are powerless. They're hopeless. But the wonderful truth of the Bible is this: what we cannot do, God did through Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life, keeping all of God's laws and commandments. Jesus gave His perfect life for us on the cross, paying for the sins of the world, paying for your sins. Thank God, paying for mine. Jesus rose in victory from that grave, in victory over sin and death and the devil. Jesus' resurrection victory silenced once and for all the voices of your life that say to you, there's no hope. Jesus' resurrection says to those voices, shut up! For my children, there is hope. There always is my hope. Well, what was a leper's response to what Jesus did for him? Did you catch the gospel reading? Kind of peculiar. Jesus said, shh, don't tell anybody. Why would he do that? Because sometimes our Lord just needed a break from the crowds. But the leper was so excited with what Jesus did for him. The text says, verse 45, he went out and spread the news around about Jesus. The leper could not withhold his joy. He had to tell others what the Lord had done for him. And what was the result? The verse goes on to say, then Jesus could not even enter into a city. They were coming to him from every direction. Because of this healed leper's witness and invitation, Jesus could go nowhere without a crowd. Wouldn't that be a great problem to have here today? We'd have to add a second service, have another building project. Oh. You see, the church grows today by you and I simply doing what the leper did. Telling others what Jesus Christ has done for us and inviting them to come see my Jesus. It's been said that all a Christian witness is this: one hungry beggar telling another beggar where the free bread is. My friends, each of us can tell others that in the face of life's hopeless situations, with Jesus Christ, there's always hope. Now, permit me to end this sermon about hope with a story about hope. Hope after the smoke cleared. I have permission to tell this story because I'm going to invoke the name of one of our members. He couldn't be here today, but I sat down with him and read him the whole last page of this sermon and got his blessing to share this. Many of you know that one of my hobbies is learning all I can about the history of the world during World War II. I read many books, ask my wife, many documentaries, many movies on the topic. But another way to learn about this is to talk to people who actually lived through it and were there. And we have a handful of people in our congregation who have done just that. One person in our congregation who survived the terrible bombing of the city of London in December of 1940 is Mr. Ron Adams. Ron was a young man at that time, 72 years ago. He was 18. His volunteer job was as a firefighter in the city of London. The enemy planes were dropping thousands of bombs on London by day and by night, and at night, specially incendiary bombs that purposely caught on fire and burnt buildings to the ground. With Ron's description, it seemed like the entire city of London was in flames. The sky was filled with black smoke. Buildings everywhere were burning down to their foundations. But in the midst of the city was the famous and large St. Paul's Cathedral. It had been a special target by the enemy planes because the thought was if they could destroy St. Paul's Cathedral, they would demoralize the people of London and they would give up. But somehow, St. Paul's Cathedral stood. And now let me read to you a quote from a man who, along with Ron Adams, was there to see this very thing. I quote, "It seemed to me everything was lost, that there was no hope. The war, England, all the values of civilization, our faith in God. So I found myself asking again and again, is there any hope? I found myself as a grown man crying like a baby. But then, there was a sudden burst of wind. And it blew the smoke away just long enough for me to see the cross on the top of the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral. And the instant I saw it, I felt a surge of hope within me. I stopped weeping because I knew that there's a power greater than all the powers of evil. There's a power greater that would see us through. The power and love of God that would give us hope. Today, in some situation you may be facing, you may feel there's no hope. You may feel like the leper in Jesus' day who was told by everybody all hope is lost. You may wonder if the smoke is ever going to clear in your life so you can see the cross above it all. You may wonder if a sinner like you can ever be forgiven and restored and loved by Almighty God. Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you today that there is hope. In Christ Jesus, there is a sure and eternal hope. Listen to the words again from our gospel reading. The leper said to Jesus, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." "I am willing," said Jesus, "be cleansed." When all hope is lost, Jesus is our hope. Jesus is your hope. In the name of Him who died and rose for us, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now worship our Lord with His offering.